You know that saying, you can't judge a book by its cover? That's actually not true. Though you shouldn't be judging a book by its cover, most of the time we will judge books and podcasts by their cover. It's important that as podcasters, we're being very strategic in using every tool available to grab and hold our listeners' attention. And podcast artwork is the very first step in doing that. Welcome to Successful Podcasting Unlocked, the podcast that will answer all of your podcasting questions. My name is Alicia Galati, the founder of Galati Media, a full-service podcast management agency where we help business owners launch and maintain lead-generating podcasts. Today's question is podcast artwork really important? The short answer is yes, your podcast artwork is very important. Like I said in the intro, even though we probably shouldn't be judging a podcast by its cover, we all do. I know that I have looked at a podcast and said, I don't think that's going to be high quality for me. I don't think I'm going to enjoy that topic. What in the world is that podcast about? I have asked all of those questions just from looking at the cover of a podcast. Even if it's something that a friend recommended, I still go and look and say, but should I actually listen to it? So please, for the love of all that is green, pay attention to this. This is going to be so important because your podcast cover art can actually make or break your show. And that is make or break if someone actually presses play. Now, once they find you and they hear how incredible you are and they hear that great content, you might keep them for life. But we need to be able to use all of the tools available to us to really pull our listeners in. Now, I'm not going to talk about color theory or things that you probably should think about with your podcast cover art, but I want you to consider a few things. Is your podcast cover art grabbing attention? Does it scream, I am a professional, I know what I'm talking about, and this topic is for you? When you're coming up with your cover art, make sure that it is aligned with your brand. If you're a business owner, that is really important. You're going to want to make sure that if someone sees your podcast cover art and they see you on social media, it's one and the same, that your branding is on point. With that in mind, one thing that I do see a lot of people do is that they will actually not have their face on the cover art. And I actually do not recommend doing this. I recommend that you have your face somewhere on that cover art where you're able to show that you are a person, who you are, what you're about behind the scenes. The only reason I've ever had clients not have the face of the host on the cover art is that it is four or more hosts, or in the case of one, it is a nonprofit and the host is interchangeable. That means that the brand is really putting out the podcast, not the person. So for Listeners to Leads, here's a great example. For the Listeners to Leads podcast, which is the sister podcast to this one, where I interview other podcasters about their journey, as well as give a few longer form podcast content and ideas, I actually have my face on there. And the artist of that podcast or the person who produced that podcast, it says Listeners to Leads and then by Alicia Galati. Now for this podcast, Successful Podcasting Unlocked, it's more about the Galati Media brand. It's more about creating awareness for the agency, creating content for the agency. And so with Galati Media, and with Successful Podcasting Unlocked, that does not have my face on it. So you see how I was very strategic with both. But if you put them side by side, you see that the branding is identical. The same colors are involved. The same fonts are involved. All of it is very similar. And that way I can drive traffic to either without confusing my audience of them saying, wait, is this the right Alicia? Yes, it is. It is me on both. We now have the ability, and we have had the ability for quite some time, to add podcast cover art to our episodes. So before we were talking about general podcast art, Now we're talking episode-specific cover art. Now you might be thinking, oh my goodness, another graphic that I have to create. I promise if you create some templates for this, make it super easy where you maybe just have to change out the title and change out the number and keep it moving. This does not have to be super complicated, but here are some tips to make the most of those episode-specific cover arts. You're going to want to make sure that you have the title of your podcast on there. What is the show? You're going to want to make sure you have the episode number, the title of that episode. If you have a guest, have that guest's name on there as well. And then potentially having your face and the guest's face. That will allow anywhere that it is shared on social media or anywhere that the person is watching on their podcast listening app or listening on their app, they will see that episode-specific cover art and be able to associate you with your voice as well as the guest with their voice. Now, what this does is it creates even deeper brand awareness and also allows you to have an extra graphic to share for your guests as well as for yourself on social media. Remember, it's not about creating something that is exciting or extravagant or has glitter sparkles all over it. It's about creating something that strategically aligns with your brand, the vibe of your show, the kind of listeners that you want to attract, and also is clear on what the listener can expect when they listen to your show. So is podcast cover art important? Yes. Please make sure that you are being super strategic with your cover art and, as we've clearly said, with your episode-specific art as well. If you have your own podcasting questions, please feel free to reach out. You can always go to successfulpodcastingunlocked.com or find me on Instagram. I'm always happy to answer any questions you have, as well as use them for questions on the podcast. I do promise to answer them in DMs, though. You won't have to wait till the episode comes out, but I will use them for later episodes. All right, I hope this helped you really consider and think about your own cover art. Maybe it's time for a refresh. What do you need to do? If it is, let me know. Share it with me that you did a refresh of your cover art or your brand. I would love to be able to share it with my audience as well as to cheer you on. Until next time, happy podcasting.